The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. It's time for The Piano Matters. As the title suggests, our series is of, for, by the piano, small works or movements or from concertos. I think I have some wonderful piano playing for you in music by Beethoven, Scriabin, Szymanowski, and others. 12 works in all. Here are some lyrics by someone called Wilbur D. Nesbitt. All to myself I think of you. Think of the things we used to do. Think of each happy bygone day. Sometimes I sigh and sometimes I smile. But I keep each olden golden while all to myself. I think that could be a terrific popular song. Maybe if we could get back Mario Lanza, he would do it in a good tenor. So we begin turbulently with Vladimir Horowitz, and he continues to have his fingers upon the world. Let's listen to the great master of the pianoforte in the finale of Beethoven's so-called Moonlight Sonata, Opus 27, number 2 in C-sharp minor, the 14th of the immortal 32 sonatas. Thank you. Sherwood's and Beethoven is combustible. What a mixture. The finale of the 14th Sonata, presto agitato, it was indeed. This is the show I take pride in, called The Piano Matters. Samuel Johnson was a sage. Listen to this, and he's of course all right. Memory, he says, is the primary and fundamental power, without which there could be no other intellectual operation. Cecile Lacott is a profound believer in the American piano literature, and her new album is sheer discovery. Let's hear music by a really wonderful American composer whose best-known work is his Third Symphony. In 1947, he published Streets of Laredo, or The Cowboy's Lament. And you know, Laredo is a town in Texas. In Lacott's performance, we can almost see a cowboy on horse slowly rambling the city's main street, and it's a hot, languorous day. Here is Roy Harris's Streets of Laredo in Cecile Lacott's performance. Cecile Lacott and Roy Harris's The Streets of Laredo. Ms. Lacott will return later in a most unusual early piece of Americana by a guy called Anthony Philip Heinrich. Hope all of you are well. Please keep our marvelous station well also. I know you get much pleasure from us, so let us know you are there. Please go to wwfm.org and click on, it's so easy, donate. Wesley said this, make all you can, save all you can, but give all you can, and give some of that to the Classical Network. I'm David Dubal, and we continue The Piano Matters with the excellent first movement, Prestissimo, of Robert Casadesus from his Third Piano Sonata. And the artist is Cecilia Yuda, Y-U-D-H-A. She's a dedicated champion of the French pianist composer. I remember some years back doing a concert at NYU of Casadesus. Her recording on Navona Recordings is quite superb. And so here is Cecilia Yuda in the first movement of Robert Casadesus, Sonata number 3. It's opus 40, I believe. Thank you. And there was the first movement of the third sonata by Robert Casadesus. He died in 1972, born in 1899, and there's a plaque on his home in Paris. He was one of the best-known pianists of the century, certainly came to the United States very often, composed remarkable music, I think something like 8 symphonies. Cecilia Yuda brings that movement to life in her recent CD. We are in that hour called The Piano Matters. It's created for you each week. Same time, same station. I'm David Dubois and most proud to be listening with you. Let's continue with Scriabin's last Etudes, Opus 65, 3 of them. Scriabin was a marvelous pianist, especially in his own music. In fact, as he grew, he didn't care for anyone else's music. His piano etudes of Opus 8 and 42 are outstanding, luxuriant pieces of late Russian romanticism. But by 1912, his mystic bent led him to move into a far more difficult harmonic territories, and he created mystic phantoms. And each of the 3 pieces, very difficult, but the most difficult, I think, is the first one in ninths. It needs a big hand, and I think Scriabin never played it publicly. And the second in sevenths, and the third in fifths. Each etude is a marvel of pianism. The pianist is the American-born virtuoso, Garrick Olson. And he's ready to beguile you in Scriabin's 3 etudes, Opus 65 from 1912. Thank you. Eric Olson was the pianist in admirable readings of the Opus 65, 1, 2, and 3 from the last period of Scriabin's composing life. Together we are listening, hopefully not too much noise around. Silence is a rarity of our lives. How did the din all come upon us? Edgar Allan Poe wrote, "The Romans worshipped their standard, and the Roman standard happened to be an eagle. Our standard is only 1/10 of an eagle, a dollar. But we make all even by adoring it with tenfold devotion." The time has arrived for a terrific performance of the finale of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat. It's in 6/8 meter, a rollicking rondo. It has much bounce to the ounce. This is perhaps my favorite performance of the composition. William Capel made it at Carnegie Hall in 1947. The orchestra was the NBC and the fine conductor, Vladimir Golshman. Thank you. For 6 minutes, I was in a pretty good mood, due to Beethoven's delightful rondo from his Opus 19, the Second Piano Concerto. And what a sterling performance. What did you think? I'd love to know. The pianist was William Capel, the orchestra NBC Symphony, conducted by Vladimir Golshman, a very good conductor, not much remembered today, although maybe in St. Louis, where he was the head of that orchestra. Oscar Wilde asks you, when did you last see the moon wrapped in a veil of yellow gauze? On to more piano music in The Piano Matters. Karol Szymanowski, born in 1882, is a Polish composer of undeniable genius. He loved the piano and he knew it well. Just age 19, he composed a set of 9 delicious preludes, his Opus 1, and we shall hear this highly colored music from Opus 1 in number 1, 2, and 7. And the pianist plays it very well. She's a German woman called Susanne Kessel.
Thank you.
It was from Szymanowski's Opus 1 that we heard some deep emotion from Suzanne Kessel, the preludes numbers 1, 2, and 7, from the Polish composer's Opus 1. Will Rogers famously said, "All I know is what I see in the papers." Oh, what a different time we live in. But once one was out of sorts if you didn't read and touch the print of the newspaper. And how many movies have we seen where there's a guy on the street shouting, "Extra, extra, read all about it." In 1810, the year of Chopin's birth, and Schumann's too, a fellow about 30 years old, born in Bohemia, came to America with high hopes. He died in 1861 in dire poverty. Anthony Philipp Heinrich made a name for himself as a composer. After many business failures, he left Philadelphia and headed towards Lexington, Kentucky. And without any formal training in any theoretical subject of the art of the music, he began to compose. In 1820, his first opera appeared. It's called The Dawning of Music in Kentucky. And later, Heinrich was dubbed the Kentucky Beethoven. Probably you've not heard a tab of his music. And Cecile Lacaud will remedy this in a splendid performance of Heinrich's The Minstrel March or Road to Kentucky. It's all good fun. Thank you. You heard the Philippine-born concert pianist Cecile Lacod from her dazzling new CD titled American Landscapes. And we heard wonderful playing of a piece called The Minstrel's March or The Road to Kentucky by Anthony Philip Heinrich, 1781-1861. I'm David Dubal. My goal is to play for you weekly wonderful gems of the piano literature from the 32 decades of the piano's life. And it was first conceived by a man named Cristofori in 1709 in Tuscany. And little did he realize that this invention would create such beauty. Earlier in the program, we heard late Scriabin from 1912. Let's go to 1897 and listen to the finale of the Scriabin Sonata number 3 in F sharp major. The pianist is named Sergei Kuznetsov. Thank you. Sergei Kuznetsov in the last movement of the four movement sonata in F sharp major. There's only two sonatas in four movements, the first one and the third one. This is the sonata most influenced by his third symphony called A Divine Poem. What lyricism, what pianism, and did you hear that incredible, the heart is just palpitating in the last movement. And the pianist did a good job. Join me next week when I'll bring you another hour from the eternal literature of the piano. Montaigne wrote, "There never was in the world two opinions alike, no more than two hairs or two grains. The most universal quality is diversity." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.